A group of activists marched through downtown Fort Myers on Flag Day last night. Activists across the country held similar marches. Their message, art matters, and so do the lives of the marginalized. WGCU's Quincy Walters was there.
Make art, not war!
The group is as pro-art and pro-LGBTQ and pro-minority as much as they are anti-Donald Trump. But the activists did send love to the president on his birthday Wednesday.
With the idea that if we send him good positive energies, maybe it's going to touch that black, charcoal, dead heart of his.
About 30 people gather at Centennial Park, wearing Black Lives Matter shirts, holding pride flags, to air qualms about the current administration and come up with ways to solve them with art, hope, love, persistence, and resistance. They march under the awnings of restaurants, and for the most part, patrons just stare. Some even join the chanting. A car honks.
I'm here because I want to celebrate art.
That's Fleener Coffee. She's holding a pride flag.
And we want to show that we're still here and we're not going away anytime soon.
Natalie Zoland, who emigrated from the Netherlands, says language is an art and she speaks five of them.
In Spanish, I would say, una marcha para la gente, para el arte, para todos los seres humanos. In Dutch, I would say, it's a march against a stomme opgeblazen aap. In English, it would be, it's against a fascist.
They gather in a little town square with a fountain in the center where the group is met with a solitary detractor.
Build the wall!
Who would not do an interview.
Build the wall!
The march ends with a long-haired man in tie-dye playing guitar, singing an anti-Trump melody into the sunset.
Not only is Trump racist, but he's sexist, fascist, and
Quincy Walters, WGCU News.
Racist.